Guys, we have one more storyteller this half. Then we're going to take a quick break and ruminate on everything that we have heard so far. And we can go drink. Beat Kitchen has been a wonderful venue to us, so please support them. But please first put your hands together for someone you've already seen up here. What I know. This is from the Nerdalogs, from this keyboard, Katie Johnston Smith.
Keyboard is my mother, my birth mother. Cool. Hi, I'm Katie Johnston Smith. And if I look at myself in the mirror long enough, sometimes I can see like a troll-shaped monster lurking behind my own eyes. Yeah. And I shrug it off thinking, well, at least my troll isn't a willfully ignorant, closed-minded bigot. And then in moments of frustration with this country's current political climate, I unleash my troll into the social media scape, thinking it will bring me at least a moment of fleeting relief. And it never does. As trolls on the other side of the argument match researched reason from me and my troll with parroted propaganda-based rhetoric on their side, I feel very defeated. The other side's trolls see my troll as a godless, arrogant baby killer, words they would not say to my actual non-troll face. And while the non-troll version of myself would likely not call them a Sith Lord to their face, I'd hope that in person I would not be afraid to intelligently challenge objectively ignorant statements about race and sexuality. The current political climate in the U.S. is terrifying. Most everyone is unsettled by it, and most everyone is scared. The advent of social media has conditioned both liberal millennials and their conservative aunts to share whatever dumb thought pops into their head while they're drunk at a wine convention at 4 p.m. on a Saturday. Using a phone to troll tweet is easy. But using that same phone to have a meaningful civil conversation with a person that you both love and wholeheartedly disagree with is honestly frightening. Our inner trolls are not going to unite this country, and while it's being pitted against itself like a bad reality show, our inner humans will. I'm going to try my best to keep my inner troll at bay, because no matter how wrong I think someone my aunt is, or how much I disagree with them, my aunt, my point will never come across well if delivered from a place of drunken 4 p.m. wine convention anger. Thank you.
You know what's funny about that is literal trolls probably do eat babies. So if you ever let that troll too far out, you might want to put any babies away. Just watch out for those trolls.